Well, last October marked the 100th anniversary of the birth of American playwright Arthur Miller, and the Riverwalk Theater of Lansing is about to mount a production of one of his early plays, All My Sons. Current State's Jamie Paisley joins me now. Jamie, when's the last time the Riverwalk put on an Arthur Miller play?
Well, according to one of the cast members I spoke with, it's been about 20 years. And so, as you said, the Riverwalk chose 1947's All My Sons for this season, the first big commercial hit for Arthur Miller. Although, in speaking with the director of the upcoming Riverwalk production, Bob Robinson, it's quite possible that it could have turned out to be Miller's last play.
This was a do-or-die project for Arthur Miller. He thought that he wanted to be a playwright, but if he couldn't make it with this play, he'd be looking for something else.
And then going on to a novelist.
Yes, yes. So he wrote All My Sons and used themes in it that later became fairly common to his works. Miller was sort of a leftist-leaning individual, and in fact did testify before the McCarthy Committee, the House on American Activities Committee. Miller liked to use small groups to demonstrate what he considered to be the oppression of either government or big business or society in general of the small individual person or small group. The Keller family here is examined post-World War II in 1946. And the play deals with things that happened during the war and the consequences of those things and how the Keller family has to deal with the demands of society, how it deals with deceit and greed and love and courage and social responsibility and moral responsibility. So like most good dramas, this play challenges us to examine a lot of the really serious and important themes in our own lives, how we deal with people as individuals and how we as members of society deal with our responsibilities to society.
We talked earlier about the Miller being brought up before the House of Un-American Activities, and this is a play that predates that. So do you think that this play was an attack on or just kind of tearing down of the American dream at the time?
Well, I think so in a way, because part of the play is a blame focused on society for demanding so much of its citizens. And society at that time obviously was the government. And this play is based on a real story. And Miller viewed that as being a challenge to an individual by society to do more than perhaps he could do. And if he didn't do what he was supposed to do or what government wanted him to do, in this case the Army and the Army Air Corps in manufacturing airplane parts, if he didn't do it, he was going to lose his business. And Miller saw that as being totally unfair for government to say, yes, here's your contract to build these airplane engine cylinder heads, but if you don't do it perfectly day in, day out, every day, and deliver every day what we need to have delivered, we're going to jerk your contract and ruin your business of 40 years. So I think that there was more than an implicit criticism of government at the time. I think it was a direct criticism of the military and the way the government and the military treated its own citizens here at home.
The central figure to the play, All My Sons, coming to the Riverwalk Theater, is Joe Keller. He's the head of the factory and of the family who finally faces the repercussions of decisions made years prior, questionable decisions that helped him become, frankly, a rather comfortably wealthy man. Playing Joe is Michael Hayes, and with Joe's dilemmas taking center stage in All My Sons, I asked Michael a basic question. Would Michael Hayes, the actor, like Joe Keller, the character?
Yes, I think first and foremost, yeah, that's important. And actually, just so you know, I mean, I think that regardless of what character you're playing on stage, you have to find some element of liking the character. Now, I don't want to be overly political, but for example, I once played Dick Cheney, so that was a challenge. But Joe is very likable. Unfortunately, he has made some errors, one of which is, you know, highly important to this particular script. But even that error was an error of trying to do what he thought was best for his family at the time. I mean, he's a really down-to-earth guy, salt of the earth, I like that expression, and he just happened to have made some mistakes, one of which costs him more dearly than any other mistake he made. So, very likable guy. I mean, and that's, you know, there's additional characters in the play that are intended to bring that out of Joe. You know, there's a young boy named Bert who Joe messes around with him and tries to tell him there's a jail in the basement of the house and all this, you know. And so he plays with the neighborhood kids, and he's a very popular guy. So, yes, he is likable.
And for actor Michael Hayes, that likability also lends itself to sympathizing with the other more universal messages of this post-World War II drama coming to the Riverwalk.
That's one of the strengths of this play, even though I didn't really recognize the revolutionary aspect then, but I have always recognized the universality of this piece, that there are certain phrases that Joe Keller has which are very current today, one of which is, as you mentioned, you know, the rise of the military-industrial complex, which to me is, you know, far before Afghanistan, far before Iraq wars. I mean, those are the most recent and, to my mind, the most harmful activities that have taken place from our government. But many people could say that every single war is a byproduct of profit, that there are individuals who promote war so that they can, you know, gain enormous amounts of money or power. I mean, so it's really a question of what is the true motivation behind any war. And I think really, if you track it down, other than, you know, for example, in my mind, again, I'm not a historian, but, you know, our involvement in World War II appears to have been a very necessary maneuver, because there you had a tyrant who was, you know, slaughtering millions of people. And sometimes our motivations for going to war are not so clear-cut as that. And I'm not even certain that, you know, there weren't also some other factors involved in that war. I mean, there's a thing about everybody getting so educated. I'm trying to think of my line now. Pardon my language, but it's in the script. Everybody's getting so goddamn educated, there'll be nobody to take away the garbage. Okay, so that's a great line. And if you think about today's battle over minimum wage, which I'm in favor of for whatever reason, but, you know, at some point, when do we over-educate our public, and when do we over-train and overpay our public? And then there is nobody to do the more menial tasks. Now, you know, you never want to have disregard for a person who has those jobs, but certainly those jobs need to be filled as well as any other job. So there are many elements of universality in this play.
Joining Michael Hayes as Joe in the Arthur Miller play All My Sons at the Riverwalk Theater for the next couple of weekends is Jeff Magnuson as Chris Keller, Joe's son and heir apparent, particularly as Joe's other son, Larry, remains missing in action from World War II.
Chris feels that both of his parents are caught up in the past, and one of the dynamics of this play that I find so intriguing and important is that sometimes families don't tell each other the truth.
Right.
We don't want to hurt each other's feelings. We don't want to cross boundaries that have been established for years. We don't want to butt up against roles that everyone plays. And Larry being missing has been very complicated for everyone. It's a very delicate dance that we do around our grief, but we haven't been able to fully grieve his loss. It's a very complicated dance. Really, it's hard to find those ways to move things forward as a character when everyone else seems stuck in a certain mindset. My character challenges everyone, though, to move forward into the future. Let's take the next step forward. Let's close the page. Let's find a way. So really, my character sets the dominoes in motion, and yet it's not always entirely clear in this show who's a protagonist and who's an antagonist. We all take that piece for each other sometimes and find ways to move the story forward.
Everybody's the hero of their own tale.
Absolutely. And Arthur Miller is fabulous at that, whether it's The Crucible, whether it's Death of a Salesman, whether it's his more modern or lesser-known plays. He always writes that way. He gives every character a fully vested role in moving the story forward in a really intriguing way, in my opinion.
In addition to portraying Chris Keller in All My Sons, Jeff Magnuson has another role advancing the story of the Riverwalk Theater itself as president of the board.
I understand that about a day ago, news was released of something new coming to the Riverwalk Theater. What is that new item?
Absolutely. Last week we learned that LEAP and the City of Lansing have given us a very large grant in cooperation with the REO Transportation Museum and Impression 5 Science Center to create a piece of art out at our entrance. We haven't figured out exactly how to make all of that work. In conjunction with another grant that we've recently secured from the Pentecost Foundation, thank you to our dear friend Bob Malore, who's been a part of the organization for many decades, we're going to have a new marquee for the hopefully the north side of the building as well, so it'll allow us to be more visible from Michigan Avenue as well. We're going to tie all of this together. We're very excited. The Arts Council of Greater Lansing was critical in facilitating all of this, and can't say enough how grateful we are to have those opportunities to continue to be a part of downtown Lansing as we continue to grow for the region.
Bring as much pedestrian traffic as we can, too.
Love it. Absolutely love it. You better believe it.
While the marquee and statue aren't there quite yet, the Arthur Miller drama All My Sons opens at the Riverwalk Theater this Thursday and runs this weekend and next. Tickets and more information about the post-World War II drama is available at riverwalktheater.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.